Forget driverless cars. Think bigger, like big rigs bigger. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Of the futuristic technology we see in movies and TV, few have the appeal and the sense of being tantalizingly close as self-driving or autonomous vehicles. Today, we do have cars and trucks with some autonomous or driver assist features, but not quite the promise of sci-fi. And the conversations about this mostly revolve around passenger cars navigating in cities, which still depend on a person who can take the wheel in case computers crash and the technology fails. But perhaps we are a bit closer to that futuristic scenario when it comes to self-driving semi-trucks. Christopher Mims is a tech reporter at the Wall Street Journal and recently wrote about the specialized technology behind autonomous big rigs.
You need a lot of different kinds of sensors to perceive the world around the truck. You know, LiDAR, which is lasers. You can have radar, which is just like the stuff at the airport. And then all that gets fed into a system that is a hybrid between AI and so-called rules-based systems. So, you know, that system may have learned like a traditional AI, but it may also have a bunch of modules in it that engineers just kind of built. And all of that, of course, gets informed by the many miles that these trucks have already driven on America's roads.
Yeah, you highlight that in your piece, that in some ways it's easier to do self-driving technology for big rigs than individual passenger cars. Why is that?
Big rigs spend most of their time on highways, and highways are simpler. They're well-marked. There's no cross-traffic. Mm-hmm. There are not zero pedestrians on highways, but there are many fewer. That said, even though weird things might happen less often on the highway, it's no less critical that these systems successfully deal with them.
How does this technology compare to tech that car companies are using to try to get us to full self-driving car mode?
So the main way that self-driving big rigs differ from self-driving cars is that engineers have said, hey, self-driving big rigs can still be useful even if the self-driving tech really only works under very limited circumstances. So on these highways, on these routes, at these times of day, in good weather, you know, that would be not so useful for a robotaxi to limit its operation that way. But for a big rig, I mean, those are miles and miles and miles that humans are driving now. If you can swap that human out with a robot, there's all kinds of economic reasons you might want to do that.
Can you talk about some of the economic rationale then for these trucking jobs to become automated in this way?
Part of the rationale is just eliminating labor costs. Another part is that a robot truck can be on the road nearly 24 hours a day. And so companies get a lot more use out of those trucks, and they can start competing with routes that in the past you might have to fly on an airplane. But now you can put those goods on a truck and it'll get there about the same amount of time.
Which companies are investing and leading in this effort to create these, you know, autonomous big rigs? And what have they said about the timelines?
So there are two companies that recently went public and, you know, frankly, are under a lot of financial pressure from investors to deliver, who have promised the earliest arrival date for completely driverless trucks on America's highways. And those are Too Simple. And then there's Aurora. The third company that's taking a little more of a cautious approach is Waymo. I mean, they're the ones that are already running autonomous taxis in three different locations in America. And they seem to have realized as well that, you know, they can probably start making a profit on autonomous trucks even before they make a profit on robot taxis.
As somebody who follows this pretty closely, what do you think of these goals of some of these companies to have this stuff ready to go by 2023? Think it's going to happen?
Well, you know, no company has ever met its stated deadline for when it was going to roll out commercial autonomous technology. So I'm always really skeptical. That said, I do think that given the demonstrations that we've seen already, we are close to robot truck drivers that are safer than humans in the circumstances in which they're driving. So Will we see it by the end of 2023? Maybe not. But could we see it, you know, soon afterward? Absolutely. I think that it is coming soon. And perhaps more importantly, once it's here, it could grow at a rate that's faster than people expect.
Christopher Mims is a tech reporter at The Wall Street Journal. And now for some related links. Christopher's piece for The Wall Street Journal has photos of some of those autonomous trucks, which basically look like regular big rigs, just a bit sleeker and with some extra gadgets on board. We'll have a link on our website, marketplacetech.org. We've done a few episodes here on the show over the years about why self-driving and autonomous vehicles always seem to be just a few years away, but never quite here. We'll link to those stories as well. Christopher also pointed us to a recent documentary by the New York Times looking specifically at Tesla's effort to reach a self-driving future and the cost of the speed of those efforts. We'll have a link to information on that documentary, along with related reporting on numbers from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The agency looked at almost 400 crashes over 10 months involving advanced driver assistance technologies. In those crashes, 6 people died and 5 were seriously injured. And the magazine Innovation and Tech Today poses an interesting question as we move towards a more autonomous future. How is car insurance going to work? I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.